Pete and Kimber.
Mix 94.5.
Every Wednesday, joined by Ben Cousins in the studio with us. G'day, mate.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good to have you here, buddy.
Yeah.
A lot of people excited that you've joined the show for 2024. We announced it officially last week and just got piled in with people.
I'm excited.
Let's go, Benny.
It's the most news coverage we've ever had.
Oh, yeah, sure. You guys are going beautifully.
Now, mate, I've got to admit, not long after we received, we heard about, you know, you officially joined the show and whatnot, we've kind of been inundated with a few things about you. And I copped this one overnight in the DMs, and it says, "Ask Benny about this." And it's a picture that somebody's taken of the Buy and Sell Anything Rockingham Mandra Quinana Facebook page, and someone's trying to flog a 250ml limited edition Ben Cousins Coke bottle, $50 or near offer, pick up Medina.
Give us a look.
All right, have a look at that. Look, it's got him on the front of it.
What? So it's like you embossed on the bottle.
Yeah.
I remember that from back in the day.
Did they just release, was it like the whole team, or did they just release Ben Cousins bottles?
I'm not sure. I wasn't the only one. There was a few, I think, from memory. But yeah, I'm a massive Diet Coke fan.
So are you?
Oh, you got no idea. I close my eyes every day and drink it and look up, you know, thank God for Diet Coke. You know, it gets me somewhere really deep in my marrow, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, just does it, yeah.
All right, so it's a woman by the name of Michelle who lives in Medina. Now, Mix Fam, get close to the radio here.
How much is it?
$50 or near offer. Now, Michelle is currently being being spoken to by Rami, who's keeping her busy.
Okay.
We've tracked her down and we've called her this morning. She doesn't know that you're here, Ben.
Yeah.
All right, so just shush for a little bit, okay, because we're going to bring Michelle. All right. Here we go. Okay. Hey, Michelle in Medina, good morning.
Morning, Pete and Kimber. How are you guys?
We're good. Thanks for joining the show, Mish.
Thanks for the invitation.
Now, Michelle, I'll give you $10 for the Ben Cousins Coca-Cola bottle.
I reckon two movie passes and a good merch pack and you got a deal.
Oh, Michelle, you must already be a mixed listener, are you?
Look, I listen to all the... I'm a truck driver, mate. So I'm a channel chaser. I'm a channel chaser.
Michelle, you're not supposed to say that.
Oh,
but I love that you were willing to sell it cheaper. How long have you been holding onto this bottle?
Do you know what? I have no idea what it is. I must have bought it quite some time back when Benny was obviously the captain. And they must have had quite a few of Coke bottles with the different maybe captains and vice captains. I don't know where I got it from. I thought I'd handed it to a good friend of mine who's a West Coast Eagles fanatic.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm selling up. I'm moving on. So Michelle's cleaning out all the old grog from the bottom of the cupboard. She comes across this Benny Cousins Coke bottle.
All right, what if Ben Cousins asked you for it?
Well, I'd still want two movie tickets and a merch pack, and Ben could have it.
Have you got two movie tickets and a merch pack, Ben?
Have you got any without Ben Cousins on it?
Ben Cousins on it.
I might be interested in that one.
Michelle, it's of course Ben Cousins sitting here with us. Michelle, hey, meet Ben.
Good morning, Michelle.
Something I'd never thought I'd ever do, Ben, is speak to someone like yourself.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. It's
good
quite
to
fun.
See you're on the right track, buddy.
Yeah,
I reckon
it's been a while coming, but we're getting there.
Absolutely. And you know what? I've advertised this Coke bottle on Marketplace and I'm getting flogged by people who are giving you a hard time. But you also have an equal amount of fans.
I've left myself wide open for that, so that's very understandable.
But people are happy you're on the up and up, and me too.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Mish, we've got a couple of movie passes and a merch pack floating around somewhere. So, yeah, can we do a swapsies? Will you come into the station?
Absolutely.
Is the bottle unopened?
It is unopened. The top's a bit crappy, but I don't know whether you want to drink what's inside, because it's probably... I don't know. When were you the captain, Ben?
Oh, that was back in 2005, I think I finished. In 2005.
Coke doesn't go off, Michelle. I mean, you can use that stuff to get blood off your driveway. That thing, that'll unclog your drains.
Yeah, it'll fix anything.
Michelle. It's unopened.
Hey, sit tight, mate. We'll grab your details and we'll do the trade.
Excellent. Your guys are on. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
And Michelle, thank you. And now everyone who writes to you on Marketplace giving Benny a hard time, you can write back and be like, hey, thanks for your offer. Unnecessary. Yeah, right. I've passed it on.
The last time you were here, you stole Kimber and dragged her to Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah. But he very kindly, as soon as he walked in, he said, how'd you pull up after
I've
Jacob's
been dying
ladder?
To know. And you did very well. I was impressed.
Oh, I mean, you were impressed with me until you saw producer Kerrod just do a quick run and did it in a minute
didn't
four.
Didn't he bound up like Brer Rabbit?
Yeah, and still had a chat with us at the top.
Footage and vids, by the way, on the Mixed socials. Let's go back to have a listen to how this Jacob's Ladder thing came together and you on the ladder. Take a listen to this.
You're out of your mind. You think I can get up all of these stairs on Jacob's Ladder in 2 or 3 minutes?
It won't take long.
What?
Two
walks? I thought this could take me 45 minutes.
Nah, it should be all over soon.
Hey, Ben, I can't help but notice that when you walk now, you have a little bit of a dancer's step in your feet.
Oh, I'd love to think that.
I've got a rig set for your head.
Hey!
How you been, man?
Good to see you,
eh?
See you, brother.
Great, bro.
Yeah, going all right. You've been good.
How you going?
Are you still doing the...
So we've made it two flights down the staircase and Ben's run into someone he knows. I hope this happens the whole way up.
Okay, I'll follow you up every second step, or you want to follow me up?
Oh, I think I'm following you. I'm worried that... Okay, so every second step.
We're not running it, but we are getting up it, you know?
Ooh, starting to feel a burn in the thighs already.
Yeah. So good.
Oh. I'd talk if I wasn't so out of breath.
We're nearly there. 2:30, I reckon we did it in.
Oh.
So good.
Oh.
Well done.
Oh my God. I'm dead. I'm really aware now why I had no idea where Jacob's Ladder was. And I don't belong here. These are not my people.
I think you do belong.
These are not my people.
You definitely belong.
They have to be your people because you were training for the HBF run for a reason.
Yes.
And Ben taking you up and down Jacob's Ladder. How many times was that?
Was it two?
We did
two
it times? Twice.
And you didn't pull up that sore?
No, just had some tight calves.
Wow.
And after a quick massage, they were fine.
Yeah. So since then, what's the training regime look like?
Well, I'm going walking every day, and also the guys put a treadmill in here, and I did the show on a treadmill.
Oh, yeah,
I
cool.
just continued all the talk breaks as usual. Yeah. It was pretty good, though. Did all right.
So back out to Jacob's Ladder again today. Is that the plan? You two? No.
We are going back at some stage. We have to.
Yeah,
but,
good.
You know, a progress report.
Mate,
a week or two time.
Off the air, we were talking about something that, I don't know, it was quite unusual to us because we'd never heard about this guy before. Talking about an artist called Fred Again.
Yeah.
Right now, when you were just telling us, you were over in Sydney. When you were over in Sydney, you were training for Dancing with the Stars. Uh-huh. This guy was playing. I'm seeing him just jump up on news reports at the moment. Apparently, there's whispers he's coming to Perth as well.
Yeah, well, there is whispers. And, you know, that was the only thing I was willing to break away from my dance regime was if I could see him in concert.
Why?
So,
who is this guy?
Well, you know him. He's in
UK. You definitely do know him.
No, that's right, said Fred.
I know. Disappointing.
Hey, you can get that mixed up.
Yeah, similar. But UK young guy, DJ, just doing some amazing
What's
things.
What's he mixing?
And, the big song which I think nearly everyone would be familiar with is Adore. Or
we got a bit here.
Oh, yeah.
See, this to me, though, doesn't match what I see in the pictures, right? Because I see the news reports and everything, front page newscom, like him just dropping that he's going to be at a place 12 hours before he's going to be there. And then he's in a nightclub packed with people.
They are saying it is. It's a concert to see, you know, it really is. 2.5 million Instagram followers. So that's how he just drops the link with very little notice and lead time into when he's going to perform. So Everyone's waiting. This talk and rumours that he is going to be playing here. I live opposite Langley Park in the city, and there was 100 workers there putting up this monster stage and infrastructure for this concert that no one's name is on the bill yet, but we're assuming there's going to be 30,000 some stage over the weekend.
At Langley Park this weekend.
So, you know, I'm happy to strike a deal with the Easter Bunny. I'll go without all Easter eggs this year if I can get one ticket to Fred again. So, I nearly went. A friend of mine who teed me up some tickets in Sydney, so he played 3 out of 4 days, and I was 1 hour away from rocking up to the concert with Siobhan, my dance partner, on the night that he wasn't playing. So I was so looking, we were all G'd up, and then the following night we had a performance to do. And then the day after, we were both flying out. Never happened. And then all of a sudden, the last sort of 4 or 5 days, there's been a bit of groundswell talk. So,
well, there's stories here on the West just saying poised to announce Perth concert mere days before big gig. So, and they're saying Langley Park, they reckon. So they reckon you're onto something here.
Yeah. So watch out for it. So,
I mean, at least if you don't get a ticket, you can see it from your place.
Mm. Yeah, I'll be able to hear some muffled noise from the balcony.
Yeah. Hey, mate. Always great to catch up with you, Ben Cousins. Thanks, mate. We'll catch you next Wednesday.
Look forward to it, guys.